Darcy Rangfall on the 5.3 Seaside FM, still out and about on the big field at Preston Village Show. It's a bit noisy around us, but never mind. I'm joined by John from the Circus Everglow. Hi, what are you doing and what are you representing here today?
Hi, well today we're actually teaching circus skills to grown-ups and boys and girls. In fact, we've got inside our marquee here, we've got tightrope, unicycles, plate spinning, diabolos, and lots of other wonderful circus things that people can come and have a go at. That's why we're called Circus Avago.
Really cool, actually. And are many people popping by to try it?
Oh, we're packed out. Yes, at the moment, as you can see inside there, there's one young guy on the unicycle over there. There's somebody on the stilts. There are tightrope walkers going across, and there are people trying to spin plates in the air and keep them going. Plastic spinning plates this time, of course. We tell them to use the real China ones when they get home.
Yeah, okay. That's probably better for everyone. Well, and probably not for the parents. But anyway, it is a circus, and you are trying to teach people skills. Where can they use them afterwards?
Oh, well, kids find it a great activity. We actually present circus skills workshops in schools, theatres, art centres, all over the country and abroad, from Singapore Arts Festival to Galway to Edinburgh to everywhere, and lots of schools, especially in this area, of course. And children find it. It's a great challenge for them. They learn physical skills and they learn self-esteem as well. Today, it's a little bit of fun for everyone to just have a go and try it. But, you know, once they've learned how to juggle properly, they can go home, they can go into any kitchen, supermarket, pick up 3 potatoes, 3 apples, 3 bananas, 3 babies, juggle with them. It's great fun.
Oh, I believe that, absolutely. Do you meet once a week then, or is it an organization you have to join first to meet, or is
no,
it like one time?
Not really. We're a professional company, and so we tour around presenting these one-off workshops. There are circus skills and juggling clubs and things around, which if people get the juggle bug and they really want to continue, then they can join those activities and follow it on themselves. But our aim is really just to introduce that skill to them, and so they'll appreciate when they walk across a tightrope, they'll see how difficult it is, and when they go to a real circus and watch a tightrope walker, they'll be able to appreciate the skill and the practice that goes into it.
Right. And is it possible to see a real talent in juggling? Have you met someone who came in and was already perfect in doing that?
Not today, we haven't, but I have to say that we had some of the fire brigade came in and were very good. We have had the St. John Ambulance people juggling too, and so it's been very busy, and some of the grown-ups as well, and one or two of them managed to get the plate spinning, and the kids are great. They're wonderful because they've got no fear, and they'll just jump on the pedal goes and the unicycles and launch themselves off and have a go. They usually fall off, of course, but it's great fun.
Okay, and where can we see you next out and about to try that out?
Well, we're touring for the rest of this summer term. We're touring in schools all over the Humberside area. And then later on in the summer, we're going to be working particularly in the Hull libraries, actually, in the Hull area, because this year's summer reading challenge is called Circus. So we're going to be presenting some circus skills there. In the autumn half term for the East Riding, we're going to be doing some magic workshops, and there's a lot of interest in magic and conjuring at the moment, so we'll be doing those. And for the rest of the year, we're touring nationally from London to Scotland to Wales, presenting our shows. Our next show's coming up at Pocklington Arts Centre at the end of July, and it's called Mr. Albert's Big Finish, and it's a brilliant, brilliant show with lots of comedy, lots of unicycling, and lots of juggling in it.
Very good. Have you got a website as well?
Yes, we have. The website is www.magiccarpettheatre.com. And that's our website. Lots of information on there, and people can find out what we're doing and where we are.
Yeah. And one last question. You are representing your stand here today. Are you a professional in one of those challenges yourself?
Yes, I'm a professional performer. I tour the country performing in theatre shows, and today we also have Steve from our company with us, and he is a performer, and he also works as a double act called the Danger Boys, and they perform their act in lots of places, exciting places like Withensea and Halsey and lots of other, and all over the country.